So many times I've questioned certain circumstances and things I could not understand. And many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. But it's then I am reminded that I've never been forsaken. And I've never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all my victories and the Spirit rises up in me, it's through the fire my weakness is made strong. Of the Lord this evening. Why don't you take a hymnal and turn over to page number 57 and church stand, choir remain standing, and let's sing a couple of verses of Amazing Grace. Would you welcome Dakota on the piano this evening? Amen. All right, Amazing Grace. How sweet this name. That second verse, 'twas grace. Thank you, church. You can be seated. Choir, you can be seated. Again, it's great to see you back in the house of the Lord this evening. And we're going to have our evening offering now. And just please remember all of the prayer requests from this morning. A lot of folks are going through some very difficult times. Please remember all those. And also just pray that the Lord give us a great service tonight. Amen. Let's go to Him in a word of prayer. Father, we love You and praise You. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity we have to be back in Your house this evening. Lord, thank You for the choir practice we had this afternoon. We praise You for that. Lord, pray that You just be with us. And Lord, I pray that You'd be with each one of the prayer requests that have been given today. A lot of folks going through some hard times, and we just lift them up to You this evening. Lord, I pray that You'd just give us a special service tonight. You know exactly what's needed, and we'll praise You, and we'll thank You for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, I asked Pastor Justin tonight if my Wednesday night class could share what we've been practicing now for the past 9 months. This is just a little sneak peek into our classroom on Wednesday night. We've learned and studied so much more than just this, but if you're watching online and you don't have a church home, if you have an elementary age child, I'd invite you to come and visit with us here at Calvary Baptist Church. I just count it an honor and a joy and a great blessing to be able to work with these elementary age students every Wednesday night. So we're going to start off. I want to share verses with y'all that we've learned, and then we've got our books of the Bible song and two specials. All right, Zoe's up first. Zoe, come share.
Romans 3:23 is, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
And Gracie's up next for Romans 6:23.
Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Very good. And Caden is up next for Romans 5:8.
But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Very good. And Orlando is up next for Romans 10:9-10.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Very good. And Brantley, Romans 10:13.
Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ our Lord shall be saved.
Okay, now the entire class is coming up to quote John 3:16.
loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Okay, next we're going to do our Books of the Bible song. Y'all go back up there, see you.
Let's learn the books of the Bible, the books that you should know. Let's learn what they are.
Hide them in your heart. Let's learn the books of the Bible, the books that you should know. Let's learn where they are. Hide them in your heart. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy,
Saint Joshua,
Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Kings, 1st Chronicles, 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah,
keep going.
Esther, Job, and Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah.
Say Jonah, Micah, Nahum.
Jonah, Micah, Nahum.
Habakkuk, Zephaniah.
Haggai, Zechariah.
Malachi.
Malachi.
Let's learn the book of the Bible, the books that you should know. Let's learn what they are. Hide them in your heart. Let's learn the books of the Bible, the books that you should know. Let's learn what they are. Hide them in your heart. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, and Romans. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy.
Say Titus, Philemon. Say Hebrews. James.
1
Peter, 2 Peter.
1 Peter, 2 Peter.
Say 1 John, 2 John, 3 John.
1 John, 2 John, 3 John.
Scream Jude.
Jude. Revelation. Let's learn the books of the Bible, the books that you should know. Let's learn what they are. Hide them in your heart. Let's learn the books of the Bible, the books that you should know. Let's learn what they are. Hide them in your heart. Let's learn the books of the Bible, 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 Bible,
Bible, Bible. Okay, next up we've got Zoe and Gracie. They've got a song they've been working on, My God Can. Thank you, Brother Randy.
So I'm not afraid of what's ahead. I'm standing in the confidence that even though I can't, my God can.
He'll heal those who hurt and comfort every broken heart. Restore the homes of families who've been torn apart. Tell chains to seems impossible, like only He can.
Might I be able to part the waters? Might I be able to calm the storms? Might I be able to make my giants fall? The good things, I'm not alone.
Brother Randy, if you'll turn that completely around, Zoe didn't get to do her part, and she's been practicing really hard on it. So if we can just start it from the beginning, please. All right, Zoe and Gracie, they're such a blessing in my class. They come in every Wednesday night eager to learn a new verse. They're just, again, just such a blessing. And like I said, we don't just come and just learn about the Bible. We have some fun, too, and we have fun learning about the Bible, don't we, girls? And Orlando here, you'll get to hear him in just a few minutes. He is such a blessing, and God has really given him a voice as well. Good girls.
was an orphan, defined by mistakes. Thought I was forsaken, that you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try an easy aid. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at, you just kept calling me back. Back to the table, back to my home, back to my father who never lost hope. For the first time in ages, I know what to do. With my arms wide open, I'm running back to you. I'm running back to you. Now I have been rescued, my soul is remade. But even the ransom can fall on the face. When I'm drowning in questions, when I've lost the path, your love is the answer, cause you're calling me back. Back to the table, back to my home, back to my father who never lets go. Whatever I'm facing, I know what to do. With my arms wide open, I'm running back to you. I'm running back to you. It doesn't matter all the times when I've been in over my head. I'm never too far gone where your arms cannot pull me back again. I've never been so lost where your love could not fill my emptiness. I'm never too far gone where your arms cannot pull me back again. Back to the table, back to my home, back to my father who never lets go. Whatever I'm facing, I know what to do. With my arms wide open, I'm running back to you. Back to the table, back to my home, back to my father who never lost hope. For the first time in ages, I know what to do. With my arms wide open, I'm running back to you. 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 I'm running back to you.
Great job. Great, great job. I mean, just the courage to stand up here and try. You know what I'm saying? Doing that for the Lord. He sees it. He saw it. And He's proud of you. We're proud of you. Each and every one of you stood up here and quoted verses and sang a song. I'm telling you, it's not easy to do, but you did it. And what a blessing it was. Thank you, Miss Christie, for all your help in working with our kids on Wednesday nights and all that you do. Appreciate that. And me and Orlando, we have the same birthdays, don't we? Where you at? Yeah, give me a thumbs up. We are both born April 26. Of course, I was born in 82, but anyway, cool people have birthdays in April. All right, well, if you have your Bibles tonight, let's take them and turn to Proverbs 18 for just a few moments. Proverbs 18, Proverbs 18. Always say this on Sunday nights, but we are at the threshold of a brand new week in the world. And I don't know about you, but I need all the strength I can get. And we need each other. And so we're going to try to be a help tonight. and a challenge all at the same time. And Proverbs 18, want to bow for a word of prayer, and then we're going to read one verse. That's verse number 24. Father, we love you tonight. We thank you. We praise you for all things. I pray for the next few moments, Lord, you would just allow us to be still in your hand. I want to say only the things that would please you, and only the things that you want your people to hear. So, Father, we're thankful and grateful for the blessings of Almighty God. In Jesus' name we do pray, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen. And amen. The subject tonight is the four M's of a friendship. This isn't my first time speaking on this. I've spoke on this subject a few times since we've been here through the years. And I really feel like that it's a subject that needs to be repeated at least once a year. Once a year. And we have a lot of young people here tonight. What a blessing. The church of today, by the way, not tomorrow, but today. Tomorrow may never get here, but they are the church of today. Got a lot of young people here tonight, and a lot of friendships, and those who go to school, and of course, graduations right around the corner. And some of the kids said, praise the Lord, and that are graduating this year. But this message isn't just for young people. It's for middle-aged people. It's for older people. It's for anybody who wants to understand a friendship. And I think sometimes when we encounter a little bit of turbulence in our friendships, sometimes there's a panic in there. And sometimes there's some worry. But the things that I want to mention tonight are straight from the Bible. We all have our idea of what a friendship is, what a friend is. But we're just going to look at some familiar verses to see what the Bible says about a friend or friendships. And when we understand about a friend or friendships, then we can deal with our problems accordingly, the things that we encounter in our friendships. And so notice, if you would, in verse number 24, Proverbs 18. The Bible says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Again, the four M's of a friendship. I want to say before we get into these M's that many people really don't have an idea about what a friendship really is. A large part of friendships are emotional based. When things are going good and things are going well, they have a friend. But again, when a little bit of turbulence gets involved, sometimes those friends, they scatter and they flee. A lot of friendships are emotional based. A lot of friendships are one-sided. Some friendships are even strained, where one person is doing all the work and the other person is a recipient of all the work. So some relationships are strained. And the only lasting relationships are Christ-based relationships. And so tonight, I want to mention four things concerning this subject. The first M is the word meaning. The meaning of the word friend. We see here in our text that there's the word friends, there's the word friendly, and there's the word friend. And so when you take that word, whatever form it's in this verse, Strong's definition says that it means this. It means an associate. It means a companion. And it means a neighbor. And so when you wrap those three words together, associate, companion, neighbor, you will find that there is love and respect wrapped up within those words. One being an associate can understand that role. One being a companion can understand that role. And one being a neighbor can understand that role. And when you pull all three strings together, there is certainly love and respect wrapped up in that definition. And so there's the meaning of the word friend. Also, I want to say about this word friend that in the Old Testament and the New Testament, the idea of a friend or friendships carry three main components. All right, number one, association when it comes to friendships. Number two, loyalty. And number three, affection. When you go from the Old Testament to the New Testament and you follow the subject of friends all the way across, you'll find that there is an association, a loyalty, and an affection. And so there are three words, going a little deeper, there are three words that describe love in the Bible on top of these three words, these three main components of being a friend. The first word for love is phileo. And it's a general friendship type of love. You look in the Bible, there are some general friendships found there. Just general in its core. And so there's the word phileo, general friendship love. Then there's the word eros. This is the sexual kind of love, strong affection kind of love. But then there is the agape or agapeo. This is unconditional love. And the verse was quoted tonight by the kids, I believe, and it was in John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We said this before, and I'll say it again. How much love is wrapped up in that word, so? For God so loved the world. We don't know. We don't know. And so the Holy Ghost made sure that those two letters, that one word, so, was placed in the Bible describing the love of God. For God so loved the world. For God so agape the world. God unconditionally loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now, the King James Bible, what I preach out of, it has the word begotten. And some other translations have said only Son, which I can differ on that because God has more than one Son. Those who accept Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, He is our Father. We are His Son in the faith. But Jesus is the only begotten Son. The only Son straight from Him. The only one of His kind. And in the baseball card world, sports card world, there's a card that you can get that's a one of one. And you pull a one of one baseball card, football card, basketball card, you're getting ready to make some money. Because it's the only one on this planet. Not too long ago, I had a Dansby Swanson, okay, chrome, rookie card, gold trimmed, one of one, autographed, encased. Do you need any more details? One of one. Only one on this planet. And what did I do? I sold it. I shouldn't have sold it. I want it back. It looked real pretty. Not Dansby the card. No worries there. All right. So let's get that straight. One begotten Son. Begotten Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is agape love, unconditional love. So there is agape love in the Bible. There's eros love in the Bible, phileo love in the Bible. But also in our world today, there is, or there at least should be, there's an attempt of an agape love, which can only be done through Jesus, unconditional love. There's the eros love, the affection, the sexual kind of love. There's the phileo, the general friendship love. And again, when you go to the Old Testament, to the New Testament, you'll find three main components in friendships: association, loyalty, and affection. Now, tonight I know that's a lot at one time, and it's thought upon thought, it's layer upon layer. But when it comes to the four M's of a friendship, we have to know what the meaning is of the word friend. Again, the meaning of the word friend is associate, companion, neighbor. You pull the three strings together, you have love and respect wrapped up within them words. So, not only we look at the meaning of the word friend tonight, but what about the making of a friend? The making of a friend. We're here in Proverbs 18. Notice again verse number 24, if you would. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. There's one main ingredient in making friends. Can anybody guess what that is? One word: friendliness. Now, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. So in order to make friends, you got to be friendly. But this idea of being friendly has a dual meaning. It has to do with friendliness will get you friends, but friendliness will keep you those friends, or will keep those friends. Friendliness will get the relationship, but friendliness will keep the relationship. And tonight, if we are talking about friendships, and if we want to have friends, we have to know what a friend is, but then we have to be friendly. Not just friendly one time, but friendly two times. Friendly three times. And we even have to be friendly when they're not friendly back to us. When people are not friendly back, we are called on to be a friend. And you see, this is the making of a friend. The making of a friend. And I want to say this tonight, that every relationship has their turbulent times. So whether it's a friendship, whether it's a relationship, a boyfriend-girlfriend deal, whether it's a marriage and you experience a little bit of turbulence, don't panic. Don't say, "Oh, they're not the one. I can't believe it. They're not the one. We got an argument." I can remember when me and Christy first met, and 10 months later we were married. We just celebrated 20 years of marriage. And I mean, it was little things that would stir things at the home place. You know, I'm not going to give much examples because they're personable to us. But, you know, hey, you put the toilet paper on the roll going up, not down. What are you talking about? Don't hang your towel on the rod of the shower. Put in the dirty clothes. Now, don't y'all look at me that way. Don't y'all look at me that way. We're talking about two becoming one. We're talking about these little things. And fast forward down the road, I mean, you got other things. And then when kids are involved, you got a whole other avenue of potential situations that can create friction. But it's not time, and it's never time to jump ship in a friendship, being in a relationship of some kind, just because of friction. Because many times, those times of friction is what grows you close together. Faith that is not tested really isn't faith, is it? A friendship that is not tested, how much of a friendship is it really? It has to be tested. It has to be tried. And so the making of a friend, the ingredient is friendliness. The dual meaning is friendliness will get the relationship, but then friendliness will keep the relationship. And with either one, there's a cost involved. Let me tell you this. The reason why some people struggle with friendships is because they don't want to put the work in. Are you hearing me tonight? Say amen. Amen. There's a cost in relationships. And the reason why some relationships or friendships struggle is because a lot of the time you have one putting in all the work. And so the reason why some struggle with friendships is because they don't want to put the work in. They're okay with it costing you to go the extra mile. They'll let you go the extra mile all you want to. They'll ask you for things but the first time you're in a jam and you need some help, well, I can't believe you would ask me for that. It's really a one-sided relationship at that point. They won't get off the couch to help you in your time of need. And so friendliness, it will get the friend, but friendliness will keep the friend. Will keep the friend. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. The rest of that verse says, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, the words here, the phrase that sticketh closer than a brother, that's showing the type of relationship, like a brother and a brother. A sister and a sister. That, in its natural form, that is a close relationship. Well, the writer is telling us that there are friends, but then there's that friend that will stick to you like glue. There's that friend that is like a brother, like blood brother, blood sister, that while everybody has left you and forsaken you and went and give up on you, this friend is sticking with you. And no doubt the spiritual implication is we have a friend, Jesus, that sticketh closer than a brother. But at the same time, there are tangible people, I believe, that are God allows us to occur for friends that are there to stay. Thank God for the friends that are there to stay. Thank God for the friends that accept our good, our bad, and our ugly. You know, when it comes to friendships, that's what a friend does. A friend is an associate. A friend is a companion. A friend is a neighbor, one who loves and respects you and you them. And so when things get turbulent, they don't point fingers, they don't run, they don't make fun of, but they ride the storm out with you. Thank God there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother out there. And so there's the making of the friend or friend. There's the meaning of the word friend. But then I like this one. Turn, if you would, to chapter 17, back a page, verse 17. There's the maintenance of a friend. You know, there is ongoing maintenance with relationships. Did you know that? I'm sure you know that. Whether it's a friend, whether it's boyfriend-girlfriend deal, whether it's a marriage, there is a maintenance for that. Proverbs 17, verse 17, A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. We kind of just tippy-toed into some of that, but I will say this. In order to maintain healthy relationships, maintenance is involved. Maintenance. You know, our automobiles every 3,000 or 5,000 miles have to go get an oil change. And if you don't do that regularly, I don't know, your engine may start knocking. Oil will definitely turn black. And you'll know for sure it's time to get an oil change. I can remember that Avalon I had a couple times. I thought, what's that knocking? I just checked the oil the other day. And I can tell you, I pulled in the gas station one time, a couple times. I pulled out that oil stick, and it was completely bone dry. I thought, there is no way this thing drank 4 quarts of oil since yesterday. Sometimes in relationships, there's things that go on, there's friction, and it might be time for an oil change. It might be time for a little maintenance. If you're here tonight and there's something going on with you and a friend and there's some friction and it's going on and on, it might be time to pull your cars in and go for a tune-up. It might be time to grab a friend by the hand and come to the altar or go outside on the patio, the church step after church, and say, listen, there's been some friction in our friendship for a while now, and I love you so much, I just want us to take care of it. So many times that's the call. He says, a friend loveth at all times. In order to maintain healthy relationships, maintenance is involved. A friend loves at all times. A true friend that sees you succeed, they will rejoice for you. They will rejoice with you. When times are good and times are easier, or you have a time of prosperity, a friend will rejoice with you in that. Not get jealous. Not get envious and not grow cold and indifferent and all of those things. But a friend, they will rejoice with you. Hey friend, guess what? Mom and Dad got me a car. Oh, that's awesome. What kind did you get? I got Michael Harris's Jeep. Some of you baseball fans, you'll know that in a minute. Michael Harris on the Braves gave away a Jeep last year. He's giving away a Jeep this year. But the other friend over here, I wish I had a new car. I wish my mom and dad would give me a car. You know, get some good news in the family. And, oh, that's great. I'm so glad that happened in your family. Praise the Lord. Over here, they got what they deserve. But a friend, a true friend, will love during the good times, but also the bad times. When things are bad, friends love. When things are bad, friends love harder. When things are bad during times of adversity and hard times, friends, a true friend, will love. They will maintain that friendship. Not saying it's easy tonight, but I'm saying biblically that's what we're to do. That's what we're to strive for. A friend loveth at all times. And then again, kind of piggybacking on what I said on the other verse, but and a brother is born for adversity. Talking about that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Talking about that one friend, talking about that one person who is close-knitted to your heart and your family. The Bible says here that particular person, it's almost like they were born for this. They were born to protect you. That close friend, they were born to absorb the burdens that you share. Is anybody, don't raise a hand, but on the inside, does anybody know anybody in your life? Do you have a friend like that? I mean, someone, they will rejoice with you when things are good, but when things are bad and you're not at your best, it's like, here's this person right here that God allowed to be born into this world so that they could love me at all times. Thank God for brothers and sisters, for friends and loved ones who are born into this world to back us up, to accept us for who we are, to love us in the good times, to love us in the bad times, to tell us the gospel truth when we need to hear it. Thank God for those who will follow us off to the ends of the earth and fall over and fall off with us, so to speak. Anybody got a friend like that? Somebody said, I didn't got no friends. My mama used to say, and others, well, if you have five good friends. Now, there's more than five people in this room. And from what I know, we're all cordial with one another. We love each other. Even if I don't know you, I love you because of Jesus. But we have some kind of friendship. And not saying anything about any dynamic of any relationship or anything like that or any person. Some people feel like that they don't have a lot of friends. And some people may not have a lot of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 50 friends. My thing is this, when it comes to friends, the more you have, the more potential for problems you have. But you can ring it up. And listen, I have experienced this. I've heard people talk about this. And I see it in different relationships. There's always one or two people connected to a person that's been there for years. That will, I'm telling you, that will go lock, barrel, stock. That will go all the way with that person. I'm here to tell you, if you're that person going all the way with that friend, God bless you. God bless you. The rest of us, we need to be like that. And I want to be a friend like that, that will be there for somebody to back them up and to lead them and guide them, be their sounding board, so to speak. But at the end of the day, it's not a whole lot of those kind of friends out there. Not a whole lot of those kind of friends. But you see, a brother is born for adversity. I say this tonight, not because he's my blood brother only, but he's my spiritual brother. And he's my blood brother. But my brother Chris, he's been coming lately. Man, we've been through it together. I mean, we're like a year and a half apart. We grew up and moved around a lot. And we lived in the housing projects in Canton. We've lived in trailer parks. Nothing against those things. Nothing against those things. I'm just saying, this is my story. Our story. And we have struggled. We have been wild. We have been crazy. I do not gloat in that. I'm ashamed of that. He is too. But God allowed us our paths to cross back again here recently. And I'm here to tell you, I love that guy. I love my brother with all my heart and my soul. And he loves me. There's not a day that doesn't go by I don't text him, hey, I love you, Chris. Love you too. You know, and listen, not just because he's blood, but he's my spiritual brother. We've been through some things. And thanks be to God that he allows us to have people in our life that are born for adversity. So we see the maintaining of a friend. A friend loveth at all times. And a brother is born for adversity. I want to mention one more to you and we'll be through. There's the ministry of a friend. Now, this would probably be the most challenging one tonight I've mentioned. This is the last M. The first M was the meaning. The second M, the making. The third M, the maintaining or maintenance. And this last M is the ministry of a friend. Chapter 27, verse 6 of Proverbs. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Wait a minute, Brother Justin. Not my friend. My friend will not hurt my feelings. I'm looking for that friend that will never hurt my feelings or break my heart. Well, I got news for you tonight. It's not going to happen. Because the Bible says even that one friend, that brother or that person in your life that will follow you all the way, there is the potential of getting a wound from that friend. I mean, listen. Friends, when a relationship, friends, girlfriend, boyfriend, marriage, those tough times, they almost have to be. It tests the endurance of the relationship. I like what one person said about just struggles altogether and trials of life. Sailors aren't born on calm seas. Let that sink in a minute. Sailors aren't born on calm seas. And so an awesome, golden, godly friendship is not born on calm waters. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Now, with friends come wounds. Sometimes they're wounds that we receive or we actually give because of correction. You remember when David sinned and Nathan came in and he said, David, you're the man. Thou art the man, David. You did it. Now, Nathan wasn't, I guarantee you, Nathan didn't joy in that. I guarantee you Nathan didn't get his kicks off with that. I promise you, Nathan, I promise you he lost sleep the night before. I promise you it took everything in the heart and mind of Nathan to say, you're the man. And sometimes wounds are created in friendships when you're telling them the truth. But you tell them because you love them. But at the end of the day, it does leave the friendship wounded. Not only sometimes we need correction as friends, but sometimes we are just flat out hurt by friends. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. I mean, sometimes our flesh, it just gets the best of all of us. We lash out, we say something, we're angry. My thing is where is it coming from, though? If someone gets off in a rant or a rage and they choose that path, where is that coming from? Because unless your friend is just a weirdo and loves to fight, typically you don't just pick a fight with a friend because you don't have nothing else to do. There's stuff we deal with in relationships and friendships. And if we're not careful, we can blow up and say, oh, I just wish you weren't even on earth. Anybody ever been there before? You know it was coming from a good place. But the words, how it came out and how hard it was the wrong words. Or it was the wrong way of saying it. It's coming from somewhere. Something is going on in there. And sometimes a friend will hurt you. Sometimes a friend will correct you. I'll mention this and we'll be through tonight. But then there's the Judases in our life. The Judases. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Be careful who runs to you without knowing you and lands kisses on you. I'm not talking about physically. Don't go there. I'm talking about someone who just, oh, I love you. Well, that may be true. If they're saved, they love me, love you and Jesus, but they don't even know me to say that. And so sometimes there are Judases out there who they land a kiss, but they leave venom behind. And the Bible says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. When Judas went into the garden that night and landed that kiss on the face of Jesus. You like that? It's been a long day. I'm getting a little tired. Jesus knew that that wasn't authentic. But Judas thought he had him fooled. And really, he was pointing out to the chief priests and the rulers, Jesus. He betrayed him with a kiss. The kiss of death. Listen, that's a whole other ball of wax to talk about, but we won't get into that tonight. But you see, a friend will tell you the truth. Sometimes a friend will hurt you, but that's way better than deceitful kisses of an enemy. Instead of someone coming up to me in deception and acting like they love me, real love is one over here that comes up to me and tells me the truth about something. And even if we get crossed up in our friendship because one of us says something that hurts the other one, that's still better than a deceitful kiss from the enemy. Still better because there's something real about a friendship. So that's the last M tonight. Ministry. Ministry. The ministry of a friend. Tell you what, let's do. Well, Brother Randy's coming around. I wonder tonight, with all heads bowed and eyes closed, we're starting a brand new week, getting ready to face real problems. Some are already facing problems right now. The week hadn't even started. You're bringing last week's problems into this week's. This new week. And no doubt there's people you go to school with, people you work with. And I don't know, maybe there just might be a situation here tonight where a person, none that I know of, but there might be someone or someone watching, excuse me, on Facebook, listening online, that may have been hurt by a friend. Whether it was coming from a good place or not, that's to be expected from time to time, as wounds from a friend. But at the same time, that friend will love you at all times. That's what the Bible says. And I don't know, maybe someone might need to come and do business with the Lord concerning friendships. I'll say this as we conclude, that I'm thankful that we do have a friend that sticketh closer and a brother, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we love you, we thank you, we praise you, Lord. I pray if someone needs to come tonight, or pray where they're at, or just contemplate on the message, Lord, that you would give them liberty to do that. And we're so very thankful for the people that you put in our lives. Thankful for Calvary Baptist Church, Lord Jesus. Move during this time of invitation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. If you need to come tonight, would you come? Start the week off the right way. Anyone? Praise God. All right. Thank you, Brother Randy. Thank you, choir, for being here since 4 o'clock. And those that are visiting with us tonight, so good to have you with us this evening. And again, thank you, young people, for the scripture quoting and the music songs tonight. What a blessing that was. Just meet with us again on Wednesday night. We'll have our midweek service at 7 o'clock. Love to see you there. Anything to mention before we go? Okay. All right. Let's remember this request. And please pick up a bulletin where all of our other prayer requests are at and upcoming events. Right?
Excuse me one second. I forgot to mention this morning we've got 100 shoe boxes. So that's why we're
awesome.
The donation jar, because it's going to cost $10 per box.
Okay.
So I'm really blessed praying.